Whisper is brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
Get to Subway for the barbecue oven roasted chicken melt, topped with melty Monterey cheddar and sweet and smoky barbecue sauce. It's now the $6 footlong special. Subway, eat fresh.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Grandpa, what's it like to be old?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
A very awkward feeling that I have. Time got away from me, and I just looked up and realized the show started, and we have not planned the show. Boy, oh boy. This is really going to be... No, wait a minute.
Speak for yourself. I've been planning for hours.
Have you?
Yes. A lot of things.
Actually, it's that way every day. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It's been 2 weeks now of no, you know, that kind of news that everybody wants to chime in about. The OJ 4-hour chase kind of news, or the guy claimed his son was in the flying saucer and he really wasn't.
Oh yeah, Bubble Boy.
No, that wasn't Bubble Boy.
Was it? Balloon Boy.
Balloon Boy.
Yeah, that's
Bubble Boy's a whole different deal. Played by John Travolta in a movie, a true story. So we haven't had any of that going on. And to tell you the truth, it makes for, on the one hand, it's kind of good because it means there's no real bad news. But on the other hand, you go, well, what the heck do people want to talk about? Which is when we turn to you and say to you, what do you want to talk about? Now, yesterday we talked to a lady named Linda, and she was so much fun to talk to that I asked Dan to try to call it. No answer?
No, I just left a message, so... Okay. I will try her back in a little while, I said.
Maybe she's with one of her boyfriends.
Could be. She made it very clear.
Her husband works all day,
husband
and she's
works,
on the computer.
And she has boyfriends over while he's at work, and that got our attention. So Burke segment, we've been not good lately about remembering to work that in right away. Do we have any?
I do.
All right. I'd like to introduce Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
One last World Cup note. Did you get a chance to see the World Cup trophy at all?
Yes.
I don't think I did.
It's not really big. It's not a big one.
Well, you think it'd be huge. It's the World
I know.
Cup.
World Cup. I believe it's hands holding up a globe, like two hands holding up a...
Yeah.
And Germany, of course, won.
How come we call it the World Series, yet we're only playing in the United States? How is that called the World Series?
There are Canadian teams.
They're Japanese teams.
And a lot of, I mean, the players are composed of, you know,
it ought to be called
world
the World Series, excluding all countries except the United States of America.
There are definitely players from all over the world now. But so Germany won the trophy, but they do not get to keep the real trophy, the World Cup trophy, because the World Cup trophy is 13.5 pounds of 75%. 18-karat gold. So, I can't do the math.
Well, let's do the math. No, you got a calculator?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Let's translate. How much does it weigh?
Right?
How much does it weigh?
13.5 pounds.
Okay, how many ounces is that? Times 16
pounds
is how many ounces?
Let's see here.
You give me the ounces, I know where to go from
216
here.
Ounces.
All right. Now multiply that by 13. Gold has been sort of hanging around $13
an ounce.
So times $13, what is that?
2808.
2808 what? $28,008, $2,000.
I did 216 ounces times 13.
Okay, so that's 2,808 ounces.
No. No, it's 216 ounces.
Times.
Times, what, you said it's $13.